like that
sometimes
idea.
We have bits and sometimes we don't, so it kind of fucks it up.
Because I've been listening to Walking the Room.
Mm-hmm. And the I'm almost out of that show.
The
I'm just about done.
Still out, yeah. But like I'm 10 deep. I'm like 12 yeah. deep, and I'm yeah. still like the parts where they're really honest.
Yeah, yeah.
I think are really good.
Yeah, I agree.
Like I love.
Yeah.
Like I heard one time where they were like talking about like I don't know how I'm gonna make any fucking money, dude.
Yeah.
Like I'm fucked.
Yeah.
And like that part I think is really good.
Yeah.
And I love the Hobo Tang stuff.
Yeah.
But then there's other stuff that just falls flat. Yeah. I think it's probably.
Episode 137, Audio Beer. This week was recorded November 21st, 2011. We're on hour 3 of 4, and we talk about things that look like technology, how DNA is like a slinky, and ugly dogs. Find us places. Tell people. I think that's it. Kids. Thanks for listening.
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah. You're on it right now, by the way.
I'm on.
Yeah. Do you want to sit down? You guys can sit down with us.
If you want to sit down with him, I have a comment. So I didn't even go to
you. Me neither.
So I feel like
I don't either, so you're all right. No, I'm probably considered the host and I still don't add anything. You name it. Talk about anything. We're just talking about the Watchtower and Jehovah's Witnesses.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not typically a religious show, but I mean, it's something.
Do you know the score? Did you know who won the Penn State game today?
I have no idea. I can find out.
Look it up.
What do you know about Penn State?
They're going through a whole bunch of shit right now.
I've seen something on Twitter about that, but I don't know anything about it.
You don't know anything about it?
I.
Do you know about the Penn State?
Very little.
Yeah, awful.
Assistant coach was there for sexual relations with old players and little kids for a summer camp or something.
Yeah, for like underprivileged kids and stuff, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was
he
doing?
He had sex with them.
Oh, yeah. Classy.
Yes, in the shower.
Oh, that's a nice place to do it, I guess.
My boyfriend.
So you want to be on the show?
Fogging up the windows,
cool.
Right? Hey, I'm on a show right now. Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to take it seriously.
Yeah, it's not that
so
kind of
So what
right.
do y'all
yeah.
do? Like, what's the podcast called?
Snort Coffee.
What?
Snort Coffee.
Snort Coffee.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you guys talk about anything and everything?
Yeah. Just sort of joke around.
Name?
Joel.
Jolt?
Joel.
Okay. And
Austin.
Austin.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You?
This is Kim, and this is Trevor.
Kim, Trevor.
And I'm
Trevor.
Aaron.
Aaron.
Nice to meet you guys.
But Kim calls me the Pope.
Nice.
I know.
Man, we'll catch it. The Pope, do you have silly hats?
What do you say?
Do you have silly hats?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Get her a silly hat.
Did they play in Nebraska today?
Excuse me?
Yeah. Did they play Nebraska?
Yeah, Penn State did.
Yeah.
They lost.
They lost. Surprising.
They fell, I guess.
McQueary was kicked off the team, and so was Joe Paterno.
So dude's banging out on little kids at a camp.
Yeah.
In the shower.
Yeah, in like
yes,
Penn
and
State facilities.
Called them and he told Joe Paterno, and both.
You're saying
of them
words I don't understand, but okay.
What?
You're
like
saying words
coach.
I don't understand, but okay.
Administrative leave means that they're.
I'm with you
team,
on that one.
Right?
Yeah.
So McQueary is off the team, but Joe Paterno got fired.
Okay.
Earlier this week.
Both of these people are hitting little kids in the shower?
Just the one.
No. What's his name?
Sandusky.
Thank you. You know it.
That's a city.
Also a dude.
Okay.
That's so right.
Awful.
I'm so confused.
It's a horrible. It really is a horrible story.
To your station.
Millions?
Millions.
We don't really know.
Millions, probably.
Okay.
Just snortcoffee.com. Do you have stickers?
Yeah.
Give her a sticker because we don't have cards.
You don't have cards?
No. Mm.
You know cards. What's cool? Is that you guys can do a virtual card. I will show you.
Cool. Is it technology based?
Yes.
I don't know anything about that either.
This little thing, right?
Oh boy. That looks like technology.
It's technology.
Except
it's
for it's got a smiley face on it.
It's not coming off. There it is. You can hook that up to your computer.
Oh, nice, like a thumb drive?
Okay.
And it'll load in everyone that you high-five with, because it's like a high-five thing, right?
Are you selling these?
No. But I found this at a conference. You see, like, high-five?
So right.
If someone else has it, you can, like, connect with them, and then it'll have their contact
information. It just shares the information? That's cool.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
It's like a little Obama. Yeah?
The chain is what sets it off.
What?
The chain around his neck. That's what it reminds me of
like
Obama.
A lanyard.
No, around the Obama's face.
Oh.
He's wearing a necklace.
Because Obama wears necklaces.
Yeah.
Are y'all Republican?
Nah.
No?
Yeah, I don't really claim a party, but okay. Lean left, I'd say.
Lean left? Okay, yeah. Good call. Well, be on the lookout for the debate, I think, tonight?
Cool.
Because Rick Perry will probably make a fool out of himself again.
Again.
Nice to meet you. Right.
Thanks for stopping in.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice to meet you, too.
I don't know if I was
talking
about that.
Take care.
But no,
you're good.
Have a good
night.
Yeah.
Oh, drop-ins. That's
awesome. Yeah.
That was what I was hoping for out of this, like, more of those. But I never made the sign telling people, like, feel free to sit down and talk into that thing.
Curious George's.
Yeah.
Live from the Belly of the Beast.
Oh, I hope she didn't see my awake thing and think I was a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, I told her that we were talking about Jehovah's Witnessing. She was surprised.
Witnessing Jehovah?
Yeah. Welcome to Storm Coffee. Joel Train Me.
Yep.
Aaron Pope.
Trevor and...
Kim. Yeah.
I think.
Never have it. No, that's definitely it. What about elevators, dude?
Tiny boxes.
If boxes
for
money.
Before, do what you want them to do. As long as that's, like, up and down.
Pretend you've never seen one before.
Right.
Get in one.
I don't think I'd be doing that. Well, I've never seen one before?
Yeah.
I'm not getting in that box.
How,
I'm not getting in that metal box. You want some?
Yeah. How, it's like time travel, isn't it? Like, time and space?
Have you been watching, what's that?
No.
What's that, show?
Doctor Who?
Yeah.
No. No, I don't take part in British stuff.
I don't get into it either, but I'm not, like, I'm particularly, like, not into sci-fi. Like, I always struggle with, just can't get into it.
I bought Star Wars for the kid and was like, why did I do that? Stupid.
She just bought him Spaceballs 1, 2, and 3.
We watched Spaceballs.
Did he enjoy it?
Yeah, he asked where the sequel is all the time. Like, they didn't.
They made an animated thing.
Did they?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. I tried to watch, like, one episode, but I don't think it was very good.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure an elevator is like time travel. Because you get in, you're like, oh, this is what this looks like when you turn around and face the doors. And
then you're on a different plane of existence.
Yeah, and then you, like, theoretically move. And then those things open up again, and you're like, I'm somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And we're just like, okay, we'll do it.
I think we have the handicap to thank for that.
Huh.
Right? Like, how else are they going to, like, access multiple floors of a building?
Is that what they do?
I think so.
Oh. Maybe I'm confused of their purpose. The handicap.
Yeah, I don't really get what they do either.
Oh, man, this coffee's gross.
I didn't have much left, so.
Oh, my bad.
Well, I wish I had more for you.
Yeah,
what
the
fuck with this music, man?
Yeah, seriously. Broke my lid.
Yeah, I noticed that. Sorry about that.
Little boxes. Time travel.
Yeah, dude, if I didn't know what one of those were, you couldn't pay me to get in that.
Like, what's two?
Yeah.
You just hit two.
No.
And then you're somewhere else.
No. No, I'm not.
That's weird.
I'm still in the place that I started.
Or B.
Do you think, in a wake, the Jehovah's Witnesses have another question? Can complex information write itself?
Have you heard of Watson? Then yes.
I think so.
Yes.
I totally, like, it makes, just off the cuff, it makes a lot of sense with me.
Yeah. Math? Like, who knows math?
Can simple information write itself?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Complex information can.
Yeah.
That's what makes it complex, exactly. Dummy.
Yeah. That makes sense, yeah. If it was simple, then
they seem so confused about everything.
Yeah. It's a weird question for the Watchtower, for Awake.
Yeah,
sorry,
it's like this issue specifically is, like, is belief in a creator possible? Like, they're trying to, like, outsmart science.
Science is pretty smart.
Seems that way. Yeah, and then they have another question. Who assembled the library? But it puts library in quotes. Like, it's a theoretical thing.
I think they exist.
Yeah. There's a bunch of them.
It is 2011.
It's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
They're all over the place. They're filled with books.
Wikipedia?
Read one of those books that's not the Bible, dudes. Oh, yeah, and then it had this thing. It's all in the same, like, article. How long is your DNA? And then the line I highlighted for some reason.
How long?
Yeah, how long is your DNA?
Pretty short, I would imagine.
The line I highlighted says, stretched out, the DNA in one cell of your body is about 6 feet, 2 meters long.
That's like...
It seems to me like you could...
Is that what they're saying?
No, 6 feet.
6 feet and 2 meters?
No, 6 feet or 2 meters, parentheses, 2 meters. But I would think, like,
did you get
couldn't
that
you stretch it out
Canada?
Forever?
I don't know.
It's not just going to break, is it?
I've never seen DNA, so I don't know.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I know it's, like, twisted around, so maybe it unravels.
Right, double
so,
helix.
Yeah. Like,
is it like a slinky?
Yeah, I think so. That's weird.
So it's at some point it doesn't, like...
How am I 6'4", then?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
You too, right?
I know.
You're over 6 feet.
Yeah, 6'4".
That's confusing.
And then here's the rest of that thing. It's just like a quick thing. If you were to extract DNA from all of the trillions of your body's cells and put the strands end-to-end, the total length, according to some estimates, scientists...
Cells. Is that what we're going with?
Right.
Okay. I forgot to pay attention.
From all the cells. If you were to extract DNA from all the trillions of cells in your body.
Trillions?
Yeah.
Wow.
And put them end to end. Total length, according to some estimates, would be nearly 670 times the distance from the Earth to the Sun and back. To travel that distance.
I don't know if I believe that.
At the speed of light would take...
8 minutes.
185 hours.
Just to get around my body.
Mm-hmm. If you took your body
and,
like, made it a thin line,
how do
like
they
turned
it all
into
in?
Spaghetti.
All because it's all kinked. That's how they fit it in.
Right, right. It's all packed in like a can
closed,
of tuna.
Closed, slinkied.
Right.
Can I fall down the steps?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, if you stretched it out, though, the steps would have to be way bigger.
Okay, that makes sense. That's some confusing talk, really.
Yeah.
What do they get into, man?
Here's another question to this thing. How long is a day? Really, guys?
I think we figured that one out.
24 hours.
Yeah.
We got it.
Yeah.
Done.
We nailed that
done
one.
Done and done.
What are they at? I'm confused.
I don't get it either, man.
Deep. Deep, deep.
Deep and wide.
Like our DNA, if you stretch it out to the sun and back 690 times.
traveling at the speed of light.
Yeah.
And then they got this gross picture.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. It's a sea urchin.
What's that have to do with anything?
This is awful radio.
Man.
Good thing it's a podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm glad this dude stopped by today, but...
Yeah, well...
What are you going to do?
Got to talk about something. Seems as Joe apparently stole our newspaper.
Yeah. Yeah, we could thumb through that.
Yeah, I could have read the comics.
The Pope brought Penn State to us.
That's true.
I thought her name was super ironic, being the Pope. Like, king of the child molesters.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, talking about, like, have you guys heard about Penn State? Like, I bet you have, weirdo. What are you up to? What are you up to, Pope? Their weird high-five thing, which seemed cool, but, like, it's the same problem. Like, Facebook sucks if only one person's Facebooking.
Yeah.
Like, Facebook sucks anyway, but...
Yeah, definitely.
Like, that thing seems cool if everybody's got one of those things, I guess.
Well, she said she founded a convention. Like, it's itching to get some viruses on your shit, isn't it?
That's a good point. I hadn't, like, I hadn't even thought that far.
Yeah, I wouldn't be putting that thing anywhere near my anything.
Look, the animation style looked Chinese, too. Like, the Asian.
Yeah.
But
they love to fill your junk with other junk.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yes, they do.
No thanks. I'll pass on high fives.
We gave her a sticker. That was good.
Yeah, we forgot to mention that you're not going to hear this for 6 months, though.
Maybe she'll just keep checking back.
Yeah. It's like the radio. When you go in, when you call into the radio and make a request,
yeah,
you don't hear it for like 6 hours. That's how they get you.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, dude. We need to plug it. We need to plug a line. I don't think I've got an extra line to plug straight into
back to the
jack.
80s.
Yikes.
Oh, so I think I hit our key demo.
Okay.
With, so I put the sticker on my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled up at the gas station. The gas station is a perfect place, right? Because it's on the passenger side, so it's opposite of the...
Where your pump is.
Right, of where the tank entrance is.
Where the tank hole is.
Yeah. And,
gas hole?
So, like, yeah, I'm paying where the gas hole is. And I'm paying for my gas. Like, I'm like, hey, man, give me $20 on pump 3. And he looks out and, like, okay, somebody's on pump 3. And he's like, Snort Coffee, huh?
You could read it from that
far away. Snortcoffee.com. Yeah. Well, it was, like, the up closest, to the window.
Sure.
He's like, what's that? I was like, oh, it's a podcast I do with my buddies.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you do it? I was like, yeah. He's like, what's it about? And I gave the same, like, nothing really. Like, we just sit around and shit on
you
stuff.
Tell me.
And, but I thought, like, when I was driving away, like, that's the perfect, like...
Gas station attendant.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too dumb to get it, but not too smart to not get it either.
Yeah. Is there a too smart?
Probably.
Is there?
Probably. If you're a theoretical physicist... This has got to be some boring ass shit to listen to. Like, if you're smart,
maybe you're trying to come down,
huh?
Maybe you're trying to come down from a tough day at work of theoretically physicist.
That could be
right.
It's the equivalent of a mental beer, of an audio beer, like just to like return you to like, oh, nothing. That's awfully comforting.
Yeah.
You still vote?
Nope.
Did you vote this last time?
Nope.
Really?
Yep.
Are you going to vote anymore?
We'll see.
I'm not sure if I will either. Yeah. I voted this last time, but I'm not sure if I can... I think I've had enough. I think I've had enough of voting and the song. Like, at least, like, on, like, national level shit.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems like, fuck it.
There's a lot of people that...
Like, the best I could do for the system is go in and burn down the church that you're voting at.
Yeah, that sounds
That's
right.
the most productive thing
Knock
I could do.
Knock over some voting booths.
Diebold sucks. I'm out.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what's the point? There's nobody good, so... It's stupid. All the issues
song just leveled up.
Yeah.
The song just leveled up. That's crazy.
Man, cops roll by here like it's going out of style.
Yeah, man. I think Pope was drunk, too.
Huh?
I think Pope was, like...
That's a good call.
On her way... Like, not like...
Yeah.
Let's fuck! Like, just, like, on her way there. Travis is going to have a good night.
Trevor.
Whatever. I'm just calling this. I think she runs into a guy named Travis.
Yeah.
You're welcome, yeah. Travis. Are you fucking kidding me?
Hey, sweet dreams, dude. They were listening. Yep. Damn. So sad that I go to my notes and then come up with what I come up with.
Nothing.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I got a little way to be an asshole.
Give it to me.
Just had Halloween.
Okay.
About cigarette butts and trick or treat bags. I got a lot of cigarette butts on the porch.
Stink up the whole bag.
Yeah. I think it'll work out. Maybe mix them in with some candy.
It's also a little way to be like
recycling.
A good person.
Yeah.
In that, green. Like, if a kid smells that, they ain't.
Not gonna want candy.
They ain't ever picking up a cigarette.
Yeah,
like,
that's probably true.
That's what that smells like.
Yeah, it's a good call. I had to do some of my cigarette butts, so give them to little kids.
Do you, like, kick all the tobacco out of them?
Eh. Whatever happens to fall out, I guess. So they could probably still smoke it if they wanted to. You ever do that when you were younger? Like, smoke hat, like, the asses of cigarettes?
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually how I got started, smoking my dad's cool cigarettes. And then I went down to, like,
cool.
I think it was Panama City. And, like...
Spring break.
Yeah, spring break with, like, a buddy of mine.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm stashing, like get, like, six packs, like, beforehand, right? And, like, pack my bags.
Yeah.
But my mom's already hot to my, like, nonsense, right? So she's going through the bags.
Nice.
And, like, I had a bag of weed in there. And so, like, as she, like, finds the cigarettes and is like, how are you going to take these? Blah, blah, blah. And, like, that's bullshit. Like, I reach in, grab the weed, stick it in my pocket, like, this is bullshit, mom, fuck you, and walk off, like, just bounce, because I got to hide this.
Yeah.
So I stick it in my normal hiding place, so I go down there with no weed, which is the lesser problem of no cigarettes, and went around the whole week, like, sifting through, like, that's a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it didn't bother me when it was my dad's.
And that's how you got the hip.
See? But... Yeah, it didn't bother me when it was my dad's, but, like, God only knows who's
fucking...
Lipstick
on your mouth and all that.
Yeah.
That's
but
gross.
That trip is also the reason that that when I have a beer, I get, like, immediately taken back to the beach.
Sure.
Especially, like, not all beers, but, like, specifically Corona and anything that's anywhere in the ballpark of that.
Yeah. That's weird.
Because that was,
works.
Like, the first place that, like, I had, like... A bunch of, like, legit cold beers in a really good setting, and it wasn't, like, shit beer in some dude's basement. Huh. I just slammed three and, like, you know what I mean?
Beginning of the end.
Yeah. The downward spiral.
Yeah. So I think it's funny that Bobby's been on the show the least of us all, but he plugs the hardest.
He does.
Like, he plugs really hard. He does a good job. Makes me laugh.
I sort of had the second thought, like, you know what I mean? Like, I really wish you could have been here tonight.
Yeah.
Especially in these, like, quiet times.
Yeah.
When there's nothing worth flipping through our fucking phones. Yeah, he really does plug the fuck out of the show, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got some pretty good tweets.
Yeah.
That make me laugh.
Killer tweets.
Do you use your face to turn over in bed?
Like, as a pivot point, but, like, not...
Like, I use my face. Like, I roll from here to here.
Only, like... Like, I use it as, like, the mode of transportation for that, but, like, I can only go from, like, side to back or back to side, but I can't go, like, side to back to side.
Based on neck restrictions?
Well, just based on, like, the power of my neck.
Okay.
I just don't have a powerful enough neck. So.
Some.
Yeah, but yeah, I never really thought about it, but yeah. Thinking back, you're right. Yeah,
I use my face a lot.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. It's working right now. I think they're trying to run us off.
I think so, too. I think Joe has changed the playlist.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't even realize what this was. I just knew it was bad, and then I heard the vocals.
Yeah.
I feel bad that we're making all these people suffer. So, sports, huh? People are into them.
I guess.
Like, a lot of people are into them.
I don't know why.
I come and go, yeah. But, like...
I might go watch the Bengals play tomorrow.
The older I get...
Couldn't care less.
I give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, couldn't care less. Don't care.
I don't know why they're so popular.
Yeah. Me neither. Seems weird. Like, oh, those guys are doing something. What are they?
Not really.
Yeah.
Sorta, I guess.
Yeah, not really.
Okay. Head trauma.
Seemingly making people scream. About the extent of it.
It gets to be like a religious experience for people, too. Did I tell you about the Ohio State football game that I went to?
Maybe.
It was like people seeing the Pope. It was like Catholics seeing the Pope.
Sounds about right.
Like, all what is it? Critical thought, fully suspended.
Yeah.
You bring out the bad guy, right? Whoever's okay. Playing against the team that you like.
Yeah.
And, like, there's an old lady in front of us. Like a 60-year-old lady. And she's like, die! Fuck you! Die! Like, she's really mad at these dudes. And, like, I'm sort of saying, like, under my breath, but, like, everybody's really loud, so I'm just sort of saying at this level of talking. Yeah. Like, they all have mothers.
Yeah.
They're just people.
Yep.
They made a different decision. Maybe Ohio State didn't even recruit them.
Yeah.
Were they supposed to beat down the door?
Yeah.
Or what did you want them to do?
Die.
Die!
I want you to die.
Die! You're a grandma. I couldn't believe it.
A grandma whose grandchildren would never go to any other school.
I guess.
Like Ohio State.
Or they should die.
Yeah.
And I also felt like that's a weird thing to yell, because, like, just give them time.
Oh, yeah.
They will.
Happen. Yeah.
Everybody does. It's fine. Don't rush them.
No, you wouldn't think so. Who would you be screaming at if it wasn't for them? Really?
Maybe something that mattered.
Yeah, well, that could be.
Maybe.
Yeah. Politics and life in general.
No. Something that mattered.
Oh, okay. My bad. Fast food.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Sporty. People like sports.
That's weird. It's like playing with balls.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Mostly. There's one or two, like, one of them's like a plate, but like a fat plate. Like a tiny, fat plate. They hit it with sticks. They slide it around.
Okay. I think I've seen that.
Yeah. Tiny, flat plate?
Yeah.
They play it a lot in Canada.
Yeah, the Canadians love it. Okay.
In fact, I think it's called Canadian Tiny Flat Plate.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I've heard it is. Huh. I'll pass.
Just can't get into it.
Yeah.
And the older I get, the less I'm into it. Like,
seems silly.
Just more and more.
Well, they didn't get you, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, part of it may be that I was not good at it, but like, the ones that I played in high school are the ones that I'm most, like, that I get into the most.
Okay.
Except for indoor volleyball.
Okay.
But that's because of the shorts. So it's not really a sport thing, I don't think.
No, it's fashion.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fashionable playing with balls. Hey, speaking of fashion, can we end some stuff?
Please.
I like to end tights, maybe.
Be careful.
This is the debatable one. But while I was waiting on you to show up...
You don't mean yoga pants, do you?
Huh?
You don't mean yoga pants, do you?
It appears as though, so maybe we want to discuss this.
No, you're not getting my vote.
Can we put a weight limit on the tag, maybe? Or a picture?
I guess so. I just feel like you have to take the good with the bad.
That's implying that the good is that good. Is the good that good?
It's pretty good, dude.
I saw a couple that were all right.
Uh-huh.
I've seen a lot of them lately.
They're in. They're very in. It people like silly. Their yoga pants.
Is it the lady version of my track pants?
I think
Are
so.
Are they extra comfy?
I'm fully sure that they're comfy.
Might be all right then if they're comfy.
Well, that's the thing. Like, when
I'm not going to begrudge anybody they're comfortable
with. When it comes to fashion, like, I'm being forced to grow up. Like, I've told you about, like, pants height, right?
About what?
Pants height?
No.
I think I've been wearing my pants too low, dude.
Getting disrespected at work and...
Well, no, it's not even that. Look, like, at work, this is... At work is what made me, like... So I went to the Cube, right?
Okay.
And it's different pants. Like, you can't wear those other pants in the Cube. Like, you're supposed to wear, like...
Fancy pants.
Yeah. So... And, like, I realized, like... I think they're supposed to be up at your belly button.
That seems really high.
To me, too. I totally agree. It's against every instinct in my body.
Wait, hold on. Is that the Cube that you're speaking of?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you work with nerds.
Right.
So they might be doing it wrong.
Well, like, but I'm watching people's pants now.
That's weird to begin with, but okay.
But, like, just in reference to my pants, like, I'm researching other people's pants.
Okay.
For personal reasons.
Okay.
And I know I was wearing them too low before, but I can't find, like... The only other place they'll stay is at my belly button, or just like a little, because my hips...
Is that because of the hook on your
like
belly
your
button?
Your hips, dude, are like...
My hips are really high.
Up there.
Yeah.
But then the other weird thing is like, all my pants are too short.
That's what I was about to question.
Like my socks are constantly exposed in high boots, yeah. In like ankle-high boots. My socks are still exposed.
Does that
so
mean
which is worse, like...
You work with nerds.
How do I play it?
I think you wear your pants. I think that's what it boils down to. Just put them on.
Just wear my regular pants?
Just put them on, yeah. I think it'd be fine.
How many legs at a time?
I think you just wear your pants.
Okay.
And don't.
I mean, I haven't stopped wearing pants.
Well, that's good.
Yet.
Okay. I can understand the confusion.
I just want to, like... I'm getting older.
Pants, sure.
Like, I'm getting older.
The older I get, the less I want to wear pants.
Yes.
Yeah.
But also, like, when I'm wearing pants, like, the last thing I want to be is pushing 30 and dressing like I'm an 18-year-old asshole. Or realistically, like, a 30-year-old dude who still is so fucking confused by life in general that he thinks he's fucking 18 when it comes to the pants situation.
I've never thought about pants in that respect.
I've been thinking about pants a lot, dude.
Wow.
I've been thinking a lot about pants.
I wear pants. Should I
right.
be concerned?
I mean, I think you should give it some thought. I think you should, like...
I think I'll wear pants.
And maybe not give it some thought, because it also falls under, like... Like, I catch myself, now that I've, like, have a place, like, thinking about grass. Like, grass in general, but more specifically, like, my grass.
Okay.
Like, that sucks.
Yeah.
That's a stupid thing to think about.
Yeah, I agree.
But, like, here I am, thinking
about grass.
So I go, like, back and forth on it. Like, I want to be, right, I want to be a duck in a row, right? Okay. I don't want to be a duck out of row.
Debatable.
But I'm not a special duck.
You might be the most special duck.
I don't think so, dude.
You might be.
I think I'm pretty average just in terms of ducks. Like, I'm a super average color.
That's true.
There's nothing fancy about my feathers. I swim like everybody else. It's all calm on top of the water. My legs are kicking like crazy under the water.
That's the best part of ducks.
But, like... So, like, the older I get, and the less, like, I invent the theory of relativity, the more I think, like, just shut the fuck up and put your pants where everybody else puts their pants and cut your grass. You know what I mean?
I disagree.
Help me with my thinking.
I think wear the pants the way you want to wear the pants. Because because your color is so ordinary and like you're so such an average. Like,
so that'll set me off.
Yeah, you gotta stand out a little bit.
But one time, specifically with you, long before this podcast existed, the way I wore my pants caused you to see the top of my ass crack. Think about that.
I don't recall that. I would prefer to certainly not.
I was looking through your albums. I think it was like one of the first times I'd been over to your house. I think it was like maybe like after like a softball game or something, like one of the company softball games. And that's really like when it comes to like my pants, I don't really care for me.
Okay.
But I do worry about all these nice people.
Sure.
And you, like, sure. I don't want them to feel like, here comes pants again. This should be awesome.
I think the solution then is just make sure your ass crack is covered.
But that's how I used to wear my pants. And I don't feel like I can find a happy medium. I feel like it's either here or it's there, and there's no in-between.
You might be thinking about pants in the wrong direction, then.
Help me expand upon that.
Just work on the ass crack coverage. Don't worry so much about how high they are.
I do
just
wear underwear now.
Really?
Yeah, you remember how I used to like brag about wearing basketball shorts?
Yeah, I'm not right now, so.
Huh?
I'm not right now.
No one. Yeah, I totally wear underwear now.
Yeah, no. I rarely do, especially in the wintertime.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Why? Why would I? Seems silly.
Because you're a duck. Get in the row.
Nope. I pass.
What's so special about you?
I just don't wear underwear if I don't have to.
Not special. I guess it doesn't really affect anybody else.
Yeah, not special.
Here's another get in a row thing.
Okay.
I'm not sure which place is in the row, right? And maybe it's two rows, I don't know. Should I be maintaining my pubic hair? Because I don't do anything with it.
I wonder about that as well. Yeah,
I don't do anything with it.
I haven't written that down as a show topic, but I thought about it as a show topic before. I don't either.
We need more people for this. Yeah. We need a bigger...
Yeah, I don't either. And I think it's weird to
I think
do
it's kind
so.
Of a dick move to the wife.
I know.
Like, you're free to not do anything with it now.
Yeah.
But I think with your new situation... You should probably be more on top of
gutters,
it than I am.
Yeah, you got to clean the gutters out occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know where to
just
start.
Just because, like, who knows?
Yeah.
Like, what if something crazy walks in the door? You know what I mean? And
for
something
sure.
crazy, like...
For sure just did, but okay.
Well, no, like, just if, right?
Yeah.
So, if something crazy walks in the door and is like, whoa, what's up, dude? Like, I like those pants. And then...
That is something I'd normally get.
The situation goes to on the home front,
okay.
right?
Yeah.
Goes to the fatherland.
Yeah.
Then, she's like, whoa, like, this isn't the 70s,
done?
Man.
Yeah.
You need to clean your situation down there.
I think you're out of luck. I think you gotta, in my case at least, you take what you get. You get what you take. You get, well, how's that go? You get what
facts
you pay
of life?
For.
You're talking about the facts of life these like? And then the end of that, the facts of life. I don't remember the words exactly.
Take the good, you take the bad. Yeah. It's going to be bad.
Right.
Like, it's going to be
well,
it's
I also
bad.
Feel like...
But you take it, because...
In realms of, like, the sexual world, I feel like that the out is... Don't blow me. Don't put your stuff down there.
Probably a wise move.
Like, we'll just, like, put the two ugly bits together.
Yeah.
But don't put, like, the thing you eat with and breathe with down there.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake, look at it. It's like, you don't want any part of that. So I feel like that makes it a little bit better.
I'm wearing track pants, so you got to get, you know, like, what are you going to do? You get what
well,
you pay for.
That is a nice billboard for it. That's a good point. Like,
yeah.
I should have known he was wearing track pants.
My gutters aren't clean. I wouldn't know where to start.
I feel like I need a new razor for it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to use the one I use on my head. I guess my head, I don't really care.
Yeah. No, I think I'll pass.
But it's also, like, tough. Like, how do you go almost 30 years never brushing your teeth and then all of a sudden, like, I need to get on this?
Yeah.
Like, that needs to be a regular routine.
You get tendonitis, like, from that motion. It's no good. And it's going to itch.
Well,
itchy tendonitis.
Well, I don't think you go, like, bare.
Okay.
Like, don't you just, like, get it down to, like, I don't know, like a quarter inch? Like, do you think a quarter inch would itch?
I hope people are enjoying their coffee right now.
Snort coffee. If you snorted coffee, you wouldn't be here listening to this bullshit or this music. You'd be at home. You'd be at home on a bender. On a bender.
Freaking out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm of the mindset that I'm not opposed to a lady not really cleaning out her gutters either. I don't think.
It's pretty bad, dude.
It probably does. Because I think the gutters that I've seen have typically been relatively clean. But I'm picky, so maybe I choose less hirsute gutters. I'm not a terribly hirsute dude, so...
Right.
Not that it's... it ain't clean down there, but at the same time, it's not crazy either.
Right, right.
I don't know. It seems a little metro queer to me.
Well, and like, I think there's
I'm a
like,
natural dude, like the great outdoors.
What are you, like, you Paul Bunyan now?
Sure.
And I don't even think he would need a full situation down there.
Crazy.
Like, what would be the benefit? Like, that's the warmest part of my body all the time, whether it's, you know what I mean?
I think so. Hey, you don't want it to get cold.
I don't think it gets cold.
Oh.
Until you're dead.
It gets probably, well.
Then it gets pretty cold.
I won't say that mine's not cold. Mine's kind of cold.
Really? Do a temperature check. I'll wait.
Okay. It's a little frigid, actually.
This guy again.
I say no. I'll pass.
Me too.
Yeah, really?
Right. Well, I mean, I have so far. I was specifically talking about the song.
Yeah.
I have so far.
Yeah. I've thought about it. But
I just feel like I'm like. I feel like I'm like being shitty to the wife.
I think all you can do is be clean.
I'm pretty clean.
Like, just be clean, and
I'm not
think you're
super
okay.
Like.
If it smells like shampoo or whatever, I think you're all right.
And I am like. Generally, I lean toward minimal maintenance.
Yeah.
And I think you agree that way.
Yeah.
We need to know if Grizz fixes.
What?
He's got to, right?
Who?
Grizz? Bobby?
I would imagine, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's. Yeah.
Silky smooth, no.
No. Bobby, it would be coming out from his ankle pant. Like, yeah.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
Here's another reason that I think maybe it's a good thing, and that I've been thinking about it lately. I'm noticing, like, a lot of, like, pinching. Like, getting caught in, like waistlines of pants and, like, belts and, like, not zippers so much because I really don't zip often. But, like, just, like, oh! And then it's fine and it doesn't, like, hurt, but, like, little, like, pluck.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I gotta fucking fix that situation, dude. It's out of control.
No underwear. Go back to basketball shorts.
Maybe that's the problem. Yeah because I wear those higher.
Yeah.
Maybe you fix
it. That's my suggestion.
Thank you.
Yeah. Don't maintenance that shit, man. It's wasting electricity if nothing else.
Not if I use scissors.
That's true. Can't use those scissors for anything else.
Those are the scissors I use to cut my face hair with. My chin hair. Which I feel like I need to... That's another hair situation. Kind of feel like I need to cut that thing off.
Really?
A little bit.
I think you're all right.
I don't know. If I do, it's going to expose my natural weakness.
My
double chin.
Oh. Well, the snake hips, too, maybe.
Gillespie snake hips.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Those are patented. That's a patented thing.
Yeah, I forgot. Did I mention these chairs suck? Like, maybe worse than the carriage house chairs?
Just right at.
Yeah.
I mean...
Can we start calling it a whore?
Wait, can we start calling what?
Ida whore. That potato place.
Oh, yeah.
I'll start calling it Ida whore. Can we talk to Rand McNally? Like, hey, we're going to change this?
You got a suggestion.
Yeah. Except not a suggestion as much as just do it.
It's a demand.
Yeah.
We're here. We're not going anywhere until you change the name of your state.
Yeah.
Occupy Idaho. Occupy Boise.
Is that a place?
I think it's in Idaho.
Is it?
I think so.
famous for potatoes?
I bought potatoes today. Oh. You know what I've been making a lot of?
Nope.
Hash browns. All you need is a cheese grater, dude, and a potato.
And a potato, yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
I'm like a little bit of oil in a pan.
Okay.
Boom.
You got more ingredients there than I expected. I was down with a cheese grater and a potato, but then you got...
Oh, man, you're going to need some heat source.
Okay. We'll see about that. I don't know if I'm in.
But they're pretty good.
Are they?
And it's like, if you, like, then you can buy, like, a bag of potatoes, and you probably got an egg at the house, and you can have, like, hash browns and an egg. And you can just do, like, one potato. So, like, specifically, like, in your situation, like, if the kids are away, like, boom.
Yeah, okay.
You're not left with a bunch of, like, old hash browns later on.
I just threw away, like, half a bag of potatoes. Because I don't really eat potatoes.
Did they get all rooty?
No. No, somehow they did not, because they've been sitting there.
Why'd you throw them away?
I don't.
They're evergreen. They eventually turn into vodka.
That's true. I forgot that part. I don't really eat potatoes, though.
How is the home situation? Do you mind me asking? Do you not want to talk about it?
That's fine. Getting used to it. That's weird, but
right.
Same time, I'm getting used to it. Not terribly exciting, really.
Probably pretty sleepy.
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully, divorce shit will be final soon.
Is that still, like... Now, did you have to hire a lawyer?
No, legal Zoom shit.
That's good.
Yeah.
So it stayed amicable
and
broke enough that... How, like, why?
Just the paperwork sucks.
Right.
Like, it's a way bigger pain in the ass to get a divorce than it is to get married.
Did you go through freelawyerreport.com?
No. Not sure what that is.
You didn't use that site? It's that one they talk about on talk radio all the time. Freelawyerreport.com. Divorce your brother, divorce your mom.
Okay.
It's that jingle.
I never heard of that one. No, I rarely listen to radio. AM, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no, I don't.
Yeah, on like the sports channels and then like...
Nope.
Every now and then, like, Patton Oswalt will come on and be like, Obama's a socialist, and next time you need to trademark your company or divorce your whore wife, go to freelawyerreport.com. Like, I guess twice a year you can go there and, like, get some free lawyer stuff.
Huh. Nope. It's not the route I went.
How did you go?
Sounds like I should have.
What'd you do?
Just fill out some shit. Just fill out a questionnaire and then...
Did you just, like...
And then find out
a weird website online?
Do what?
Did you, like, get through, like, where'd you get the shit?
LegalZoom.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's the thing I was thinking of.
Maybe. Fill out some shit, and then you find out that you filled it out all wrong.
I was going to ask. I heard about somebody trying to do that.
You refill it out, and then you find out it was wrong again.
So is it wrong, or is it the wrong paperwork? Because I think that's what I heard.
A little of both, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, like I send it in, and they're like, no, this isn't right. And then you send LegalZoom some shit, and they're like, okay, we'll fill that out for you. And then they send it back, but it's completely wrong when they send it back to you, so you have to change all the stuff.
Ugh.
Which the resources they give to change it all around are poor. So you get, at least I got confused. So it's taken a million
years. You're a pretty
bright dude. Huh?
You're a pretty bright dude, so.
Well, I don't know about that. Not good at paperwork,
like, relatively.
Apparently. Well, okay. Relative to someone less bright, perhaps.
You're not a theoretical physicist.
Yet. I'm working on it, yeah. I'm close.
You going through freelawyerreport.com for that? File your theoretical physicist paper?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's weird.
What's weird about it?
Being a single dude is weird.
Has that, like, turned into anything yet?
It's turned into me being lonely and, like, kind of weirded out by the fact that I've got to readjust my behavior in kind of every way imaginable.
Right. Like, what's one of the crazier ways that you've had to readjust your behavior that, like, you didn't see coming? Like, you knew going into it that you were going to have to cook less hash browns, right?
Yes. Yeah. That
so, like, what's a way that you didn't see coming? Keep it down.
Dude.
Boy, howdy. Run away.
Yeah.
They are trying to run us out of here. That was a good question. That was a stumper.
Well, this song also takes me back.
Distracting you. Yeah, so what? No, really what does it take you back to?
Other times that I won't get into.
Okay.
Similar times of the times we're discussing, but not quite.
All right. But back when they were good, relatively. I'll stop putting words in your mouth.
No, you're about right. It's just crazy to think about being single. Like, oh, here's something that you weren't good at to begin with.
Right, but you didn't have to deal with.
Yeah, but I don't have to deal with. Let's get back into that.
I mean, you can still not deal with it.
That's kind of the direction I'm taking so far.
Really?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, like, I don't want to deal with that shit.
You got any, like, irons in the fire?
No.
Like, even, like, the early stages?
There might have been a chick that walked past my house today that I've seen walk past. She's got two creepy-ass dogs. She walks past.
Like, you're gonna say kids.
Huh?
When you saw that, too. She's got two creepy ass. I thought, kids has to be next. Kids has to be next.
She might have been, this is kind of reaching, but fake smoking a cigarette, because the only time I see her is when I'm smoking a cigarette. So I'm wondering if she's, like, trying to get my attention. And that's a reach. But like,
really?
Yeah.
Like, no ring?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. She's always just walking past, so it's hard to tell. But I don't believe
so. How do you start that? Like, I'm a horrible person to talk to about this because I got nothing either.
I don't know, dude.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, that's, I've asked that question several times.
You want a beer or something?
So like, yeah.
That comes off
bad. You want to come into my house and see?
And, like, you can't offer her, like, right out of the gate. Like, do you want an intoxicant?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want something that'll, like,
I've got crack.
Blur your moral line?
I don't know what you
snort this roofie. Listen to my podcast and start this roofie.
I don't know how you start that at all.
I don't know either.
And I think you just, hey.
Have you even done, like hey?
No. Well, I've said hey when she's walked past, I mean. But
what did she say back?
Hey. Or hi.
That's a good start.
She actually said hi, and I said howdy, I think. Or she might have said hello. But I've seen her probably five times.
Howdy's pretty good.
Yeah.
And it's good, too. I think, like, you're starting off on, like, an upper hand, because, like, if you met a chick here, you'd have to be like, guess who owns a house?
Yeah.
But, like, there, it's like, you don't have to say that.
That's
you
true.
Just have to open up the garage door. Got one of those too, lady.
Yeah, that's true. The scooter really doesn't. Like, the scooter that's in the garage. Fucking cops. I don't know. I don't know, and it's tricky and, like...
Yeah, awkward.
Fucked up, yeah. It's bound to happen at some point in time, but I don't know when. And then with this girl, she's cute.
You have high standards, so I assumed that already.
But is it weird to, like, say, hey, what up to somebody that lives in your neighborhood? Or at least walks dogs through your neighborhood? Because I don't know where she lives.
What if maybe, like, you're like, hey, do you want to, like, you mind if I got to walk my dog? Like, do you mind if I walk with you for a while? Like, just as an in, like, is it, like...
It's interesting.
I'm just trying to think of anything. That time already, huh?
I don't know how deep... No, we're probably good for a little bit.
Okay.
But yes. I don't know. And it's weird and kind of stressful. But also, like, there's just the question of, like, okay, am I ready to get into that shit? And apparently not, because I'm not saying anything more than reality. So that part's pretty strange. And, like, just sucky. I don't put myself...
Smith.
It's true. Who doesn't?
He would be like, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
He would sing that song to you. This is how we do it.
Yeah.
And then he would... While he was singing that song, there would be, like, three or four montages of, like, you training like Rocky.
Okay.
And then, like...
I look like Carlton now.
Exactly.
Okay.
And, like, but instead of, like, walking through the snow with a log on your back...
Yeah.
You would be, like...
Almost talking to a lady.
Pulling, like, an infinite thing of, like fabric out of your coat pocket. That impresses girls, right? They like magic tricks?
Yeah, that's true. They do like magic tricks.
Or like, poof, and then there's flowers.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, where do those fake springy flowers come from? This guy knows sleight of hand.
Well, it's weird when you don't put yourself into situations where you meet people.
Right. Is that why you've been going to Frickers?
To what?
Is that why you've been going to Frickers?
To an extent. It just gets me out there a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, it puts me in a situation that's, like, not at home. But
what about, like... I'm sorry to make
go ahead.
What about, like... Because Frickers is a bar.
Sure, yeah, kind of.
And I don't think... Just knowing you a little bit...
Yeah, no, it's not right. But that's the thing, is I don't think anywhere's right. Like, if I don't meet a lady...
What about the grocery store?
Yeah.
What about the laundromat?
I've got washing machine.
So,
which is an in. I mean, don't get me wrong. That's totally
I've got what do you think chicks at the laundromat are looking for, dude?
That's true, yeah.
Dude with a washing machine.
Yeah. But is she going to pay me for the water that she uses and shit? Like,
oh,
shit ain't free?
Yeah.
No.
Jesus Christ. You know, I think you're being too picky now. I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to think of, like, neutral places, like, neutral mixing grounds where, like, more than 50% of the population isn't a functioning alcoholic.
So not the bar.
Right. Because I think, especially at the hour that you go, like, because you're not hitting it at, like, 6:30 on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
You're hitting it at, like, 12:30.
Yeah.
That's trouble.
Yeah.
It is a good first step, though. And I do trust your judgment.
Well,
you know.
And the problem there is potentially that my only interest is in the servers, the waitresses. I'm not going to go.
Define service.
Waitress. That's the only interest.
Right. Again, who we're talking about. Define this. What is the service?
No, just handing me food or
something
I order.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not sexual favors. Okay.
Or not favors used. I don't know what the word where you pay for a favor is.
You want to pay for favors?
Well, no. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to pay for favors. I don't think.
With a library.
I don't know if those exist anymore.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I'm not going to meet them on Wikipedia.
I don't think. I think most of those have gone extinct.
Yeah.
The Way of Frodo. What about like a place like this?
Gives me the creeps.
Right. I don't know. Like, I get. Here's how. Like. And I'm not in your situation, right? So, obviously, I'm not... I don't have the fire, necessarily.
Yeah.
I don't have the drive. I don't have the reason to.
Yeah, which I don't either.
But, like, presume that I did for a second. Like, all right, fine. I came to this place, right?
Yeah.
And I'm in this place with microphones and a laptop. Couldn't be more appealing. But, like, I don't get... Like, I totally get going to the club. I totally get going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
What I don't get is going from, I'm in my space, and they're in their space.
Yeah. Hey.
And then, like, let's Venn diagram those two spaces. Like, let's find a place where, like...
My circle doesn't match up with anybody's circle.
Right.
Like, I don't even come close to touching.
I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, me neither.
You need Will Smith.
Huh?
You need Will Smith?
It's probably a good idea.
Couldn't Bobby show you something?
Do what?
Couldn't Bobby, like, take you under his wing or something?
I've talked to Bobby.
Has he offered to?
Yeah, well, I've talked
to him. I assume he has.
Yeah,
Has he given you any, like, tips and tricks?
No, not really.
Like, check out this, like, is this your card? Has he shown you any of those?
No.
Those work, right? Those work.
I think so.
Okay. Just making sure I understand.
I don't understand. I presume that the fire is not there enough for me to really be fired up about it. Otherwise, I think it wouldn't be an issue, you know. But I'm also so, like, creeped out by people in general, you know. Like, just the whole idea of new people gives me the willies.
Right.
And, like,
it's not people. Like, most of the people, even the people you know that are weirdos, you're not necessarily creeped out by, right?
Debatably.
Like... The way I think about it is it's not, like, most of the time after I get to know a person, they're just another fuck.
Yeah.
They're just some asshole.
Yeah.
It's the good qualities, bad qualities.
Yeah.
Most of them aren't sociopaths.
Most of them. Yeah.
But I think we're on the same page where it's like, I don't know how you, like, how do you go from no one to person that I know?
Yeah, yeah. Somebody that doesn't give me the creeps because I've talked to them 14 times.
Right.
Yeah. That's good, yeah.
Chat roulette?
Maybe. Show him your cock.
Just masturbate on chat roulette until someone...
Yeah.
Nice one. Oh, let me adjust my webcam. No, please don't. Please keep it exactly where it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, and it's like I said, I don't think the fire's there enough. Because, you just go up and say, hey, I think. And I think that the awkwardity is probably good.
Really?
Probably. I mean, it's at least real, I think. It's certainly real.
It's totally real, That's a good point.
So,
and real's
like,
good.
Thought about, I got in the shower today and was thinking about the chick with the dogs. I'm like, trying to think of a plan to say to her next time I see her walking past or whatever. I'm like, that's stupid.
That was going in a different direction. Thought that was going in a different direction.
I think it's stupid to make a plan, you know. Like I've
right.
there's a girl at Oscar's school that I've thought about talking to, but apparently it's like it's been frowned upon to just go up and say, "Hey, we should go out for coffee or something." To somebody.
Who's frowning?
People.
Who are people?
I said something to Bobby about it. He's like, "No, you should probably talk to her first before you ask her out."
Huh?
Which I don't like.
What do you think about like? The chick with the dogs. Yeah. Are these ugly dogs?
Oh, yeah. Like, the ugliest.
Really?
Yeah, they're super ugly.
Because you can't, like, the straight up dogs. Lie. Like, she's got eyes. No, she knows her dogs are ugly.
I would hope so.
Shit.
That would be a deciding factor of whether I asked her out, I think.
Because I was thinking about, like, if they were just even decent dogs. Like, hey, those are cool dogs.
I'm thinking a misconnection on Craigslist of, hey, lady, you walk two really ugly dogs
please
through
don't.
The neighborhood.
Please don't do that. Please don't do that. I don't think
you have two
Hallelujah.
Dogs.
Hallelujah.
They're both ugly.
Holy shit. No, because I had a thing, right? So the reason I'm like, I'm on the compliment kick for this reason. There's a chick at this very coffee shop, Boston Stoker.
Okay.
And I don't come in. I used to go in like all the time. I used to come in here all the time.
Sure.
And since we've moved, I'm not as close to the Boston Stoker, so I don't go to the Boston Stoker as much.
Yeah.
She has a fucking great smile. She's not even like,
yeah.
I wouldn't call her like knockout attractive.
Sure.
I think almost 75% of women are attractive.
Sure.
Physically.
Yeah, sure.
And in a higher percentage when it comes to their, like, when you take everything into account.
Yeah.
She's in there, but she's not like wildly attractive. Yeah. But she has a really like genuine smile and a nice smile. And like, the last time I was there, like, hey, listen, I'm not trying to flirt with you.
Yeah.
You have a great smile, and thank you for sharing that with me. And that was makes
that's
me
nice.
Smile every time I see it, and thank
that's
you.
Nice.
But taking, you take the, you take
you have
the
really
pop
ugly
out
dogs.
Of it.
Hey, can we talk
you
about for a second
ugliest
about your
dogs.
Really ugly dogs?
I just wanted you to know. And every time,
hey,
like,
my name's Austin. Can we talk for a minute?
Every
what
time,
was
you,
what was your, what was going on? You went and get some dogs. Are they rescues? Because, goddamn, those things are ugly.
Who hit those in the face with a baseball? Someone came along and hit them in the face with a baseball bat or another heavy object. And
a
you
prettier
said
dog?
Those were my dogs.
Did you get a hit with a prettier dog? Because those are fucking ugly dogs.
None of the pretty came off.
No. Do you want to say goodbye?
You have the most unique-looking dogs. Your dogs are very unique.
Never seen uglier. I mean, wait. Still didn't work.
Gotta go. Sorry, I just wanted to let you know. Super ugly dogs.
Yeah, those are ugly, ugly dogs. What's wrong? Are your
what
eyes
happened
okay?
to your dogs? Something's wrong with either your dogs or your eyes. I don't know which. Maybe both.
Could be both.
I'd like to get to know.
Did those dogs come with your house? Like, what's going on? There's no way.
You found out someone was going to put down those ugly dogs,
yeah.
and you couldn't find it in your heart.
Boy,
you said, I've got an ugly uncle,
yeah.
or I've got an ugly niece, and you related.
Okay.
Is that what happened?
All right.
Boy, they're ugly.
Do you want to say bye?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We are live from the Belly of the Beast at a Boston Stroker.
Text me, 937-212-5035. It goes for everybody in here.
Yeah.
Who's pretending not to pay attention to weirdos talking on mic in a Boston Stoker.
937-305-7836. You can try that one. You can try 937-551-1040, but I don't know anymore.
At Snort Coffee, snortcoffee.com.
Yep. Leave us some notes, review us places.
Yeah.
Let's do it on iTunes. We need some help.
Tell us we suck.
Need some exposure.
But tell us why.
Yeah. One star, as long as you give a good explanation, that's fine.
We'll work on it. We're not doing anything else.
No, really.
Doing anything else.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The ugliest, dude. Like, one's normal.
Like,
one's a normal kind of dog, I think. The
what
other
kind?
One's hideous.
So you just mean mutt?
I don't even know. It's
like just straight
like
up like midi mutt, like mid-size.
One's like a miniature greyhound, or like a Weimaraner. It's terrible.
See, I was going the other way. Like,
it's really skinny.
I was going
it looks
with
sickly.
Like,
it's got the tail that kind of curves back into its butt.
Can you see the ribs in the tail?
Oh, yeah.
It always creeps me out when you can see, like, each little notch of, like, the bone structure in
where
a dog's tail.
Where they'll regrow if you break them off.
Is that true?
Yeah.
No, that was lizards.
No, it's well, at least that kind of dog as well.
Hmm. Is that the good stuff?
No.
You didn't bring any of it?
No. No, I thought about it.
I'm the alcoholic, huh?
Well...
Yes, the answer to that is yes.
I went and looked at my rum bottle, and there's only a little bit left in there. And I was like, eh, fuck it.
We could talk about that in the next therapy corner, dude.
Really?
I drink a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I need to use the facilities before that happens. We should probably go smoke again.
Yeah, I'm going to smoke.
Boston Stroker.
This is the first time we've ever been. Yeah. So where are you guys normally? Don't mention that though. It's Joe. It was cool with it in the beginning, and it was like, I'm uncomfortable with you guys mentioning
Boston Stroker.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, normally we've been doing it like Austin's house, or another one of the dudes has like a studio space that he has downtown, so we've been doing it there, and then. We did, last month, we did it down at the Occupy Dayton site.
Oh, yeah. So, did a lot of people come up and talk to you guys?
We had a couple drop-ins, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. We had one today, so that was cool. We were hoping for more. I keep, like, I think maybe we would get more if I like, made a sign, like, feel free to stop by and chat with us.
What have you been up to, man? I've been doing the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, just working. Jerry? Joel. Nice to meet you, too. I think at,
Sinclair?
Not Sinclair,
Jess?
He got married, and then didn't talk to you guys anymore after the poker party. He's a Marine.
Oh, Dean.
Yeah.
Dean?
At Dean's wedding, like the camp thing.
Afterwards. Oh, yeah, because you did. You did come to the camp thing after, remember you came
to the camp, but like hung out for a minute.
That was Joe's wedding.
Oh, shit.
How does that work?
No, he's married. Is he?
Did
he
get married again? They got married?
That chick keeps him away from life.
Right. That's not...
Are these things on?
I think so.
Okay.
So they're recording. That one's on, yeah. Yeah.
So what are you guys talking about?
Just whatever.
That's sweet.
Oh.